Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Andy, you remember the great Roger Treemstra, do you not?
Of course.
Longtime WGN veteran. Do you know he was here doing weather on WGN TV and radio from 1965 to 1998?
I remember him from almost that entire time.
Me too. Watching him on television, watching him deliver the forecast, listening to him with Bob Collins, listening to him with Spike Odell. When I joined WGN in the early 90s, Roger was one of the first to welcome me, and I got to appreciate and love what a character he was. delivering the weather every day, but having so much fun every day at the same time. And today is Roger Treemstra's 91st birthday. Mr. Treemstra joins us on the phone line right now. Roger!
Hey, how are you?
Hello, my friend. How are you? Happy birthday.
Well, you know what? I did all of this stuff for nothing because I enjoyed my profession so much. I never got a dime, so I've had a hard time. So if you have any charity you're thinking of supporting,
yeah,
it's Roger Treemstra, poorguy.com.
Poorguy.com, okay. That's good to remember. So how are you feeling? You sound like not even one day has gone by.
You know what? Very seriously, and I cannot believe that I turned 91 today, and my mind, well, I know you don't think so, but it functions like it's always functioned, kind of off the wall. It's never been what you would call a straight mind. It's always been kind of crooked. But I just cannot believe myself that today, well, I was born on April 11, 1930. Can you imagine that?
That's...
And I'm still my, you, of course, you know my lovely wife who you met many times.
Many times, yeah.
Yeah, she's right, waiting for me in heaven.
Yeah.
I think it's heaven, but that's why I sent her first.
Well.
So she could negotiate.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that she is in heaven. It's just a question of whether you'll be joining her there or not.
Well, you know what? My wife was very persuasive. That's why she married a goofball like me. She talked me into it, and it was the best thing I was ever talked into in my entire life. But very, I tell you what's amazing about becoming 91 years old. I spend a lot of time either at funeral directors or it's just amazing how many of my friends. Take WGN. How many guys are gone there that I worked with? So many, you know, Wally Phillips. I think Jack Taylor's still hanging around, but
I'm not
sure.
Jack Taylor is still hanging around. Yeah.
But John Drury, and I just can't. I can't recall all of them. But to be very, very honest, I was very, very fortunate to be at WGN when you could have a lot of fun, and I do know this, that when I was on the radio, the engineer always had that finger on the button.
I'll be honest with you. I got my finger on the button right now.
You probably do. But you know what? I'm old enough that, any day I could just hit the deck over here. And who knows what's happening.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with WGN in the first place?
Well, I tell you, it's a very, very unusual story. Harry Volkman was the weatherman at Channel 9. And I think he did WGN Radio. That's how I started, through Harry Volkman. He needed a backup guy. And they searched all over America. In fact, they even went to other countries, and they could not find anybody who knew more about the weather than me. And so that's how I got the job.
What were you doing then? Were you in private meteorology?
Well, I'll be very honest, I never planned to be a meteorologist. What happened during the Korean War, I was born in 1930, so you know where I was during the Korean War. I had the opportunity to get a direct commission in the Air Force, and then they sent me to St. Louis University for a year in graduate school to study meteorology. And then I spent another 3 years as a weather officer with the Strategic Air Command.
I thought I remembered some kind of military connection before.
Yeah. Then somehow, I know exactly what happened. Harry Volkman needed a backup guy.
Right.
And so I became his backup guy. But then what happened on the way home from work one night, he got beat up. He got rolled. And so they didn't have anybody. I was the backup guy. So that's how I broke into WGN radio and television completely due to the fact that poor Harry got beat up.
Wow. How about that? I'd never heard that story. That's something.
You know what? And I'll tell you something. I had the first time I ever was on television was somehow or other there was a show on in the morning, and it had this was on Channel 7 called Clock-a-Doodle Day with Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers. You ever remember that?
I don't, but I love the title, and I plan on stealing it for.
And anyway, I am actually sitting in a dental chair, and I get a call from Channel 7 and said, "We need somebody on the air tonight." I had never been on the air except Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers.
On Clock-a-Doodle-Doo or whatever.
Clock-a-Doodle-Day.
Yeah, Clock-a-Doodle-Day.
So that's how it started, and then it just continued.
I'll be darned.
To be very, very honest, my journey at WGN Radio and TV was a fun, fun journey. I was talking to Link Hampton yesterday, and you know, when I worked at GN, it was really a lot of fun. I mean,
I'll tell you what. Let me take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about your WGN memories. Roger Treemster's 91st birthday today. We've got our finger on the panic button because you never know when Roger's on the air what might happen. We'll get right back to that next.
Well, it was another warm one today. We got up to 94 degrees, the warmest so far this year. Looking at the radar, boy, I see no relief in sight for us at all. The good news, they're starting to get a little bit rain in the southeastern part of the country. They still need a lot more. These showers and thunderstorms to the west are pretty widely scattered. We might see some of that activity coming into our area sometime late on Sunday where it could cool off a little bit. We'll have the complete weather story at 9 o'clock.
How about that? Roger Treemster in action. July 17th, 1986. WGN meteorologist Roger Treemstra's 91st birthday is going on today. And Roger, we've got a special guest on to say happy birthday to you.
I hope it's not Spike Odell because he'll immediately hang up on me.
Happy birthday, you old goat.
I can't believe it. Well, don't let him hang up on me because that's what he would love to do.
I'm trying to figure out a way to do it here in a little bit, but I do want to wish you happy birthday. Like, I already talked to Roger a couple days ago, did I, Rog?
Yeah, and you know what? I was in bed for the next 3 days throwing up. I couldn't get away. My stomach was so upset because I was so surprised that you were still alive because you were half dead when you were on the air.
Can you feel the love, Dino?
Oh, this is just like old home week, listening to you guys.
I love it.
Listen.
Well, you know, I am amazed at myself. I got arrested for speeding in a car.
I was going to bring that up.
I got arrested for standing up in a boat, and I got arrested for not having the right sticker on my snowmobile. So land, water, and ice, I got arrested. And you know what? I got out of every one of them.
But I tried hard, didn't I?
On the Spike O'Dell show.
You were the one that really tried hard. But you know what, Dean, and you'll get a kick out of this. I went to every one of the court things, and they were all thrown off because I had convinced them that I had kept America free for so many years, and you don't put an old veteran in jail. And you know what? I got off.
You know what, Roger? I thank you for your service for keeping America free.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people got hurt by you throwing your weather balloons at them.
You know what, Spike? You know, I'm alone. I'm old, and I never got paid much because I had the joy of relating scientific information to the world and to America.
Oh.
And so if you have anything extra that you can send over to this, well, I live in a freaking rest home right now.
Yeah, he's trying to start a GoFundMe page for himself, Spike, right now. You know, I still wake up in nightmares sometimes of that afternoon when Roger showed up in like Moses in the Ten Commandments, dressed up in robes to do his equinox, balance the egg thing that he did every year.
Yeah, you remember that?
I can't get it out of my head.
You know
what? Can I give one of my favorite moments?
Yeah, please.
There's a lot of them that are talked about. The one where, you know, the cop pulled him over and I told the cop to keep writing him tickets for, you know, taking his headlight out and all that stuff. But that gets talked about a lot. One of my favorite moments was we all wanted to go, back when the Cubs were on WGN, we all wanted to go take the whole show crew together up to the Wrigley Field for a day. But Roger didn't want to go because he's a White Sox fan.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we begged and begged and begged. And finally, after a while, Roger says, yeah. He says, I'll go, but I'm not paying for no Cub ticket. I said, don't worry about that. I'll get the tickets. Don't worry about that. So we all got together. We all went up there. We took the train up or something, and we all arrived. And little did Roger know, that I had arranged with Frank Maloney, the ticket guy. I said, Frank, can you get me the worst ticket in the house? Can you get the worst ticket you have? And he got one ticket, and that far upper
right
left-hand bleacher, as high as you can go, all the way out to the fire station.
What they forget, though, I could see the Milwaukee game in person.
Roger was up there so high. I still have a picture of it. We got about five or six of us down there in the front row, right over the dugout. And we took a picture with Roger way up there dodging inbounds into O'Hare. And then, I mean, he's taking oxygen. He's up there in the thin air so high. But, we just roared. We laughed and laughed. Of course, we brought him down. He got to sit with us after an inning or so. But we just laughed forever on that.
That's the greatest.
And Dean, can you imagine? This is the treatment they give to a guy who kept America free.
Right, right. There's your gratitude, right?
It's so hard. But you know what? I was born with a small brain and a big heart.
I'll go with the small brain part.
No, it is so nice. I've had more phone calls and talked to more people than I've been on the air with. The other day, the phone rings is Orion Samuels. Do you guys still have fun on the air? Because I don't listen to radio anymore because my hearing and my sense of balance and all those things are gradually diminishing. So I got to save all my energy for just one thing.
What's that?
I don't remember.
I can still set them up for him. I can do that.
You know what? You're so easy, Dean. That's why I'm glad you called me.
I know. I'm starting to be sorry that I did.
Roger,
happy birthday to you, my friend. Many, many more. And Spike, it's So great to hear your voice.
Thanks, hey,
to hear you Thanks, guys getting back in the ring.
Happy birthday again, Raj. I hope you have a good day today.
Thanks, guys.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.